Australia's unemployment rate has hit a four-year low, falling 0.1 of a percentage point this month to 5.5%. The Employment Minister, Michaelia Cash, is spruiking the latest results.
We have a record number of Australians in full-time jobs. In fact, job creation in total and in full-time employment is the strongest it has ever been in terms of the first 9 months of a calendar year.
But some job seekers are finding it harder than ever. A report commissioned by Anglicare Australia has found entry-level jobs are drying up. In 2006, nearly 22% of all vacancies were entry-level jobs. In May this year, only 15% of all advertised jobs were entry-level. Anglicare's Deputy Director, Roland Manderson, says that means 124,000 job seekers who only qualified for entry-level roles are competing for 26,000 jobs. That's five people for every position.
The job market has failed the people who are on the edges, who need the support more than anyone else. We have a job market that doesn't serve the needs of the poorer people in our community.
Underemployment is also a problem.
Someone who hasn't had much job experience and hasn't got many qualifications, they need a good job to give them a kind of a pathway into career and opportunity. Just a piece of work here and there isn't going to do the job for them.
That's prompted calls to stop stigmatising job seekers and ensure new jobs created in the aged care and disability services go to those facing the greatest barriers.
Let's not put them on a ridiculous hamster wheel of work for the dole and jobs they can't get and training that is meaningless, but really build the work for them that works and pay them enough to live on in the meantime.
Labor's Minister for Employment and Workplace, Brendan O'Connor, agrees something needs to change.
There's five people fighting for one entry-level job in this economy, and at the same time, this government is seeking to punish job seekers if they can't find work, even when there is no work to find.
The aged care sector has been identified as an industry that can provide huge employment opportunities. TAFE New South Wales Managing Director John Black says enrolments in aged care courses are increasing, but they're not keeping up with the demand.
Where we've got areas of skill shortages, we have got to really meet that demand and attract more people to the industry. And that's what TAFE New South Wales needs to do, because the industry is screaming out for more qualified people, and we need to respond to that demand.
He urges those struggling to find work to consider a career in aged care, regardless of their background.
There's a person that was involved with making neon signs. There was a person working in the construction industry. There was a young lady who is in commercial finance. These are people changing careers. And what they're seeing is a sector that is crying out for qualified and passionate people.